What diet are you on these days? Paleo? Wheat belly? Mediterranean? Our guest MD and best-selling author says, forget about diets and make healthy eating a lifestyle instead. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, May 2nd. We will talk with the author of The End of Dieting this hour, and we'll welcome your questions about health and nutrition at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We will also be offering Dr. Joel Fuhrman's book as our thank you gift during our pledge drive this hour. More details on that in just a few minutes. Let me welcome our guest. Joel Fuhrman is a family physician who specializes in nutritional treatment for obesity and chronic disease. He is the author of several books, most recently, The End of Dieting, How to Live for Life. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Great to be here.
It's nice to have you back on the program. What is so bad about dieting?
Well, I could go on for hours about that question alone, but I could say a few things. Number one, a few things initially. Number one, the main problem is losing weight and gaining it back again is letting your weight yo-yo up and down. Because there's two types of fat on the body, the two types of visceral fat and subcutaneous fat. And when you diet and lose weight, you lose more of the subcutaneous fat. That's the ones you can pinch outside of your abdominal wall. And then when you put back weight, especially to gain weight, more rapidly than you initially gained it, you put back more visceral fat internal to the body, around you, strangling your pancreas, your liver, your kidney, your blood vessels. That increases you, has more saturated fat, it raises your cholesterol, increases your risk of diabetes, makes you more insulin resistant, and promotes cancer. So this idea that people go on and off diets, especially on and off some of those popular high-protein diets, are increasing the risk of later life diseases, and particularly cancer. We could talk more about how that the higher the biological protein in your diet and the more animal protein you eat is particularly linked to breast, colon, and prostate cancer in later life. So some of the diets that people use to help control their weight are the most powerfully cancer-promoting and are responsible for tremendous tragedy in our country. So we have to really, I'm really trying to advocate people, improve the consumption of the anti-cancer foods, the foods that extend your lifespan, and that will control your weight long-term and not allow weight yo-yoing, because obviously any weight a person loses, and of course I'm advocating people be healthier and slim, but they have to maintain that for the rest of their life and not do it through dieting where you go on these radical programs. And even if you cut back on calories too much, It will increase the lipogenic enzymes, which will make you regain weight more easily when you go off the diet and start to increase your calories again. So yo-yoing your calories up and down is not good either.
Well, what if you are following the Mediterranean diet or a plant-based but not entirely plant-based diet? Even the Mediterranean diet is not so good for us?
Well, that's a good question, but let's talk about that for a second, because there's no such thing as a Mediterranean diet, because the word, that's like saying to me, was a vitamin, is a multivitamin good or bad, because there are 30 different variables, and folic acid may cause cancer, but the zinc may make you live longer, and the vitamin D may be better. So it's like there's too many variables to really give an answer. We have to talk more specifically which factors are probably risky and which are helpful. The same thing with the Mediterranean diet. So certainly eating tomatoes and tomato sauce and vegetables and figs and nuts will make you live longer. But eating white flour-based pasta, which raises insulin, and eating cheese, which is the most powerfully inducer of IGF-1, which is the strongest, best correlated with increased risk of breast cancer, is something that's shortening lifespan. And the Mediterranean diet, in most studies, see an improvement in the reduction of mortality and heart attack rates compared to Americans. But we don't buy a car by comparing it to a junkyard wreck. We buy the best car. In other words, that still hasn't. We don't need to have those degree of heart attacks and cancer rates. So the Mediterranean diet in general may represent a diet eaten, many years ago when the Mediterranean people were physically active and they could tolerate that degree of extra oil in their diet and they were working 8 hours a day behind pushing a heavy plow with an oxen. But now they're sitting on their cans, you know, doing sedentary work on computers, mostly like us, and they have growing rates of overweightness and heart disease and cancer. And so here's the bottom line is that Americans are now consuming over 4 tablespoons of oil a day in their diet. That's over 480 calories a day. And no way could you burn those calories off or burn that off by, you know, it's impossible. There's no way you can maintain your weight with that much oil. And people thinking that olive oil is good on a Mediterranean diet and that pasta is good or cheese is, you know, so it's all how you interpret it. So mm-hmm. A Mediterranean diet is really not an ideal. We have to define what are the features that make a diet lifespan promoting, and which features of a Mediterranean diet, which features of an Oriental, you know, an Asian diet, which features of a, you know, an Indian diet, which features of many, you know, the many areas of the world where people have had an increased lifespan compared to Americans. But what are those, the Okinawans, the Seventh-day Adventists, but what are the features in particular that makes the diet most beneficial for preventing cancer and preventing heart disease, stroke, and dementia? And those features always boil down to eating more vegetables, particularly the vegetables, beans, nuts and seeds, tomatoes, greens, onions, mushrooms, those foods that have the most powerful anti-cancer effects also have the most powerful effects in inhibiting fat storage and fat growth in the body. So one thing that's very important to consider here is that foods like oil and meats and sweets not only increase fat storage in the body, but they raise the two hormones, insulin and insulin-like growth factor 1, those two hormones that promote breast and prostate cancer. So the same foods that promote fat on the body promote cancer, and the same foods that have anti-angiogenesis effects and retard the storage of fat, inhibit cell proliferation and cancer development.
Dr. Furman, we're going to take a short break and encourage our listeners to support Wisconsin Public Radio. We will be offering your book, The End of Dieting, as our thank you gift for a pledge during this hour. What do readers find in your book?
Well, you know, they'll find an unbiased, comprehensive review of the world's scientific literature that will say to them in a way they can understand, number one, that there's not a lot of controversy anymore, that the overwhelming evidence is overwhelming, that we all should agree on basic points, and that gives us an unprecedented opportunity in human history to not have a heart attack, not have a stroke, not get cancer, reverse diabetes, reverse high blood pressure, reverse high cholesterol, be free of medical dependency, live longer, happier, healthier than ever before, and we can make it taste delicious. So it's not hard to do. We can get the full benefit out of this. We can get off the dieting merry-go-round, and we can finally take control of our health destiny.
And there are recipes in the book, too. We will we'll talk more with Dr. Joel Furman in just a few minutes, and we'll welcome your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, joined by John Munson, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive, the last weekday of the drive. Your gift right now is so important because it keeps programs like this one going strong. So invest some of your future listening with your gift. Invest in that listening with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, Joy, lots of really, really great news to report from what happened last hour. We heard from 62 listeners, including 32 new members. So our challenge to new members at the end of the hour paid off, and we got the number we wanted. We also raised over $8,000, and with that match, that turns into over $11,000. So it was a great hour. Unfortunately, we get to do that whole Sisyphus thing again and roll that rock back to the top of the hill. This hour, we need to get 45 pledges. We're already on the way. We have 4 in the door, so we need 41 before 8 o'clock this morning. Now, these hourly goals are important because they help us stay on the right path financially so we can keep the discussion going strong. You're on Wisconsin Public Radio. Take a moment right now and give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And I can't think of a better reason to give besides you're supporting the programming that you value at Wisconsin Public Radio. But we have this really marvelous thank you gift with Dr. Furman's book, The End of Dieting. And you will find, as you heard him describe, a lot of the very latest science-based healthy eating information and how we can not just, you know, lose weight, but prevent cancer and other illnesses. And this book is chock full of information, including a whole host of recipes that you can use in this, not a diet, because this is the end of dieting. This is just adopting a healthy eating as your lifestyle. And this is our thank you gift for your pledge of $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio, $12.50 a month. To Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I just like to hear issues really fleshed out and not just soundbited. It's a good mix of local and national issues that are debated intelligently. I think Wisconsin Public Radio is important because we, the public, need to have a source that we can go to that is unbiased, that will have guests on who will present both sides of an issue. We can call in as members of the public and ask questions and get responses that are thoughtful, and I think that's really important. It's important to be informed. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson, asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during this last weekday of our spring membership drive. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and count on your contribution.
You know, Joy, we do live in a generous society. We're quick to help a neighbor in need, and we always seem to chip in for good causes.
And continue that tradition with a generous society when you support Wisconsin Public Radio right now. If you've never given to WPR before, you can become our next new member at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, Joy, one of the things I get when I'm out talking to people out in public is they say, well, okay, my tax dollars, federal taxes, state taxes, already support WPR. So what about that? Well, you're right, they do, and we thank you for that.
But contributions from individual listeners make the quality and the variety of programs on WPR possible. Listener support is actually the biggest piece of our budget pie. You make the difference. Because WPR matters to you, make a personal contribution to pay for the radio programs that you listen to at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, so you've made a habit of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, that's a good habit to have, but let me add another good habit. Make a habit of donating. It's a great habit, a habit that you can be proud of, and you can get started on that today with a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Daniela from Madison says, I'm originally from Brazil and have been living in the U.S. for 7 years. I've been a sustainer of WPR for several of those years. WPR has been my companion. It keeps me connected with the world, and it immerses me in American culture. Wow, that's a wonderful reason
to donate.
Wow,
what a great testimonial.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you, Daniela. You can join Daniela with your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Let's get 39 more of you to join Daniela in the next 35 minutes or so with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Thanks very much, John. Let's get back to our conversation with Dr. Joel Furman. He is a best-selling author, obviously a physician. He is the author of The End of Dieting, How to Live for Life. And we have many callers already, so why don't we go to the phones and take Will in Madison. Hello, Will.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I'm calling because I've been hearing a lot recently about the connection between the heart and the brain and diet, and I'm wondering if Dr. Furman could speak to the potential epidemic of dementia, Alzheimer's, For the baby boomer generation and issues of diet, perhaps, in response.
Is there a connection there, Dr. Furman?
Well, you know, I'm saying that the same foods that cause heart disease and stroke also cause the brain shrink, the brain to shrink, and damage to the brain, the circulation and flow to the brain, and cause the same foods that cause you to get breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, and white blood cells-derived cancers. And in other words, our American diet is killing people, but before we die, we have the worst healthy life expectancy of all countries around the world. In other words, we suffer the most for 10 years before we die. We have the highest rate of obesity and diabetes in the world here. You know, more overweight people, and Wisconsin is one of the top countries, one of the top 10 states for obesity and growing obesity. So we're saying that I sometimes joke around and say the American diet couldn't be better designed to create a nation of sickly, demented, obese, and cancer, diabetic, and cancer-prone people than had Al-Qaeda supplied the recipes and diet menu plans. Because we're eating a diet in America with more than 50, close to 60% of calories from processed foods, where most of the calories are coming from white flour, sugar, and oil. And then we eat 30% of calories from animal products. If you add up 60% and 30%, you get 90%. That doesn't leave that much from fruits and vegetables and beans and nuts and seeds as part of our diet. And then if you take out white potatoes and ketchup, you have less than 5% of the American diet is coming from the foods that contain all the phytochemicals and antioxidants that protect the brain and protect the body from cancer and help us stay healthy. Bottom line is, we're not eating the right way in America. We're not eating to protect our health, and we're paying the price with a sickly population. And people in nursing homes, people with strokes, people with dementia, we've been brainwashed with nonsense and myths to think that these diseases are the natural consequence of aging or genetics when they're coming from what we're eating. And we're eating foods that are addicting, that make us want to overeat on calories and keep, and we can't stay away from them because we have an addicted population utilizing food like drug, because the food is loaded with sugar and salt and oil, the substances that make it called the Three Stooges of American cuisine, that make people unable to control their appetite.
Dr. Furman, let me bring in another caller, Pat in Duluth, who has a question about carb and sugar cravings. Hi, Pat. Sure.
Hi, well, I'm just listening, and I also got the Eat to Live book off our shelf here, and that is my question. Is it simply a matter of eating more greens for the long haul to stop those cravings? Because I tell you, if I have a muffin, and these are muffins that I make at home, but I just want to eat two or three of them, not just one. And when does the power to not cave in and go over that slippery slope with the baked goods, when does that kick in for people?
Well, that's a good question. But yes, three basic things I want people to do. One, number one, they have to eat more food. That's why it's called the end of dieting, and because they're not getting enough micronutrients in their tissues, and that leads to perverted cravings and more addictive behaviors. And commercially baked goods especially can lead to depression and increased risk of addiction. You know, so one thing about fast food, and I'm considering fast food not just oil, and not just fast food in fast food restaurants, because it's injected with more sugar and salt, and it's fried, and it's not nutritious, but the word fast food also means foods that are rushed into your body fast, like oil and sugar, which are rushed into your body very rapidly. And those create depression and mild and fog and addictive behavior, more dependency on alcohol, addictive drugs, and addictive foods. It drives people. The more you eat sugar and oil and foods that are digested rapidly, it raises a dopamine in the brain, just like being addicted to narcotics, and you get addicted to that dopamine rush, and you can't control your appetite. But the first step to fight it, which we're going to mention right now, the first step to fight it is three things. One, a big green salad every day with a nut and seed-based dressing, not an oil-based dressing, with cruciferous vegetables and onion on top, a little shredded cabbage or shredded onion. In other words, as the main dish, one main dish once a day has to be a big salad, and not a soup bowl size, but a much bigger size bowl than that as the main dish. Number two, we want people to eat at least, you know, a half a cup, but closer to a cup of beans every day, because beans are full of resistant starches and slowly digestible starches that keep your blood sugar stable and keep you being thin and prevent cravings. And I say, you know, Onions, beans, and greens, the secret, are the secret to getting lean. Onions, beans, and greens are the secret to getting lean. And number three, the third thing, is you have to eat a big double-sized portions of lightly steamed green vegetables every day. You know, asparagus, broccoli, string beans, artichokes, zucchini, some kind of green vegetable cooked. So you have a salad, you have the vegetable bean soup, you know, a big bowl of vegetable bean soup you make on the weekends. And when you're given the volume receptors are satisfied and the nutrient receptors are satisfied and you have the phytochemicals in your brain, then you have a chance to deal with those cravings and driving you to overeat and to crave and want sugar, because you have to supply nutritional adequacy.
We're going to jump in because we have news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio next, and then we'll continue talking with Dr. Joel Fuhrman, author of The End of Dieting. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. It's the last weekday of the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson. Your gift makes a huge difference. It makes WPR possible. So step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Good morning again, Joy. We are asking people to help pay for programs you depend on this morning. We're looking for, 33 more pledges in the next 23 minutes or so. So make your donation right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And you can choose Dr. Joel Fuhrman's End of Dieting as your thank you gift for your pledge of $150 or more. That's $12.50 a month. Your pledge supports the program, and you'll enjoy the book. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, you know, you might be asking, okay, what are these people doing on the radio asking for money again? Well, you know what? The kind of radio you expect here on WPR, programs like the one you're listening to this morning, costs money, and public radio listeners like you need to become public radio members to help pay those costs. So take a moment now to make the move from listener to member. Make your contribution of any amount with a secure pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
The callers were so knowledgeable. They contributed as much as the guests did.
Nothing but good compliments for your program. And I listen to what your other callers have to say because I learned from them. Kudos on that and your producers.
You can pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Joy Cardine with John Munson asking for your support of WPR as we start wrapping up this spring membership drive. You decide how much to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe it's $10 a month. Maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
Well, you know, the easiest way to make sure that your support for WPR is always current is to become a sustainer. What's that mean? Well, being a sustainer means that your gift, whether it's $5 or $10 or $20 or $100 a month, automatically renews every year. Make the switch. Make a difference. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We are still looking for 33 pledges to meet our 45 pledge goal for this hour. So do help us reach this goal. Help us end our pledge drive, our weekday pledge drive, on a high note. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 supports the programs that you count on.
And remember to ask for End of Dieting with your pledge of $150 or more. That's just $12.50 a month. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thanks to Aiden from La Crosse, who pledged. He says, I love the local Wisconsin coverage in combination with the international coverage of news and the fair and balanced presentation of all news. I love the variety of news and topics on talk shows. I also love the music in the evenings and the weekends. I love everything about WPR. Well, Aiden, thank you so much for your pledge. And you can join Aidan if you too love WPR and want to help support the programming, if you want to help pay for the programs that you value, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks very much, John. We'll talk to you later. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with an MD who is the author of several books on healthy eating. His latest is The End of Dieting, Living for Life, How to Live for Life. Who says diets don't work and that you need to adopt eating as a part of your healthy lifestyle. And we're talking about what we should be eating rather than the diet that we should be on. And we're welcoming your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Dr. Joel Furman is a family physician who specializes in nutritional treatment for obesity and chronic disease. And Karen in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Karen.
Hi. Hi. I'm going to sound like a commercial here, and I don't mean to, but I can't help it. I'm in my 40s now, and I had seen Dr. Furman on PBS about a year and a half ago, and I went out and got Eat to Live, the other book, and I've been following it almost completely ever since. And I had to call and say, you know, a big thank you, because you provide all these tools with the book and the website and different events you do that have really the tools and knowledge, it's really, really made a big impact in my life and other people I know. So, you know, quickly I tried to diet, of course, for decades, and then learned this information, put it to work, and I lost 60 pounds pretty quickly. I mean, it would fall, the weight just fell off of me, and I had energy, and I felt, you know, like my insides were being crushed before when I was almost 200 pounds. And then I started eating this way and all of this energy and like, I don't know how to describe it really, but it just changes you. So now I feel 10 years younger. My skin is amazing for the first time since I was a teenager. My joints don't hurt anymore. You know, it's just really turned my life around. And I really wanted to call and say, is this the whole food and eating plenty of it? This is the magic.
I'm so happy you called, Karen. But what was the biggest change for you in terms of how you were eating before and how you are eating under Dr. Furman's style?
You know, I used to think that if I bought a Lean Cuisine or I got a little packet of 100 calories something, that was doing me a favor. And I knew that we should eat vegetables, but I never understood that everything I put in my mouth, if it's really kind of from the ground or from a tree or, you know, whole grain, that how profoundly it just changes your body and your energy. I just, you know, you have so much more energy when you eat that way. That's the main thing, is I didn't understand the processed food. I just thought of it as low calorie was fine, and I just didn't get it.
Yeah. Boy, so those little 100 calorie packs of Oreos, Dr. Furman, weren't, even though we might be trying to watch our calories, are not. That's not helping us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Karen, for calling in and saying that. It sounds like an infomercial or something, but it's, you know, it's so true that so many. I'm so blessed to be able to have had the television show on PBS, because so many people call me and email me and write. They saw me in their local PBS station. They got the books, so they started the program, they've dropped weight, but the most incredible thing I find is that they always say, like, a fog lifted, they're less depressed, have more energy, they're more excited about life. And people lost 50 pounds, 100 pounds, 200 pounds, reversed life-threatening diseases, melted away their heart disease, got rid of their diabetes, but they're so thrilled about the fact that they're not depressed anymore, and the fog lifted, because, you know, that's the thing, because people think, just like Karen did, that it's about counting calories, eating less food. And it's not. That's the cause of the problem, because they're not getting enough nutrients for their brain. They're not getting enough nutrients for the body to work properly, and they're not getting enough nutrients to interfere with fat storage. So it's not about, because we've been misinformed. We think it's we got to eat less and exercise more, and that's what's screwing everybody up. You got to eat more of the right food, And then you won't have to be, you know, you have to eat more food to have nutrients for the brain, for the body. You have to eat more healthy food. And we got to teach people how to make the healthy food taste great, how to make it delectable, how to train, retrain the body and have new good habits in eating. So you have to get rid of the old habits, that the things that they're addicted to. And we got it, and because it's habits and addictions are just based on what you're exposed to in your life. They're not fixed. They don't define who you are. You could change what you like. You could change what foods you prefer. But you got to keep eating it and learn the recipes. And you got to, you know, and then it works. It's like Karen said, the weight just falls off you when you do the right things.
Bill on Facebook says, "I'm all for eating vegetables, but I've had great success eating a relatively high fat and protein diet. Grass-fed meat, potatoes, vegetables, fruits, nuts, full dairy. No stress. The key is eating food in its most natural state possible, not processed, no added sugar, preservatives, or hydrogenated oils." And then he goes on to say, "With all due respect, Mr. Furman," well, it's Dr. Furman, "is a member of Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, which is as much an animal rights advocacy group than anything." What's your response to, I guess, both of those points?
Well, you know, number one, we're talking here about science, and we're saying at this point in human history, the preponderance of evidence is overwhelming and can't be denied. And that is, and I'm personally not a vegan, and I don't, and I'm not an animal rights person. I do support, you know, as I'm a member of a lot of organizations, I give a lot of money to different organizations. You know, you join this for $50, you join the other one for $100, you just, you know, so I do. I support a lot of different people, and I think Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine does wonderful work, and does a tremendous amount of great things for society. But I'm not on their board. I don't control what they do. I don't agree with everything they do or they don't do. You know, and they don't follow the dietary recommendations I espouse either. So really, I don't control anything they do. But I have been a member, like you join a membership of a million different things. But anyway, so that's not the issue. The issue is, and I'm not advocating that people have to be vegans either. But I am saying, well, let's have an unbiased look and see how much animal products in the American diet, and what amount is excessive, and what amount is safe, and what's the area, the gray area here. And let's look at this as an unbiased scientist, because people's lives are at stake. And the issue here, and I could define this in a minute, is that the studies, and we have better studies over the years, and they control for various variables, they have more people involved, they go on for many years. So let's say a study just completed, it was an 18-year study, followed, you know, thousands and thousands of people, like 50,000 people between the 50 to 65 age range, and they found in the high protein group, and they defined high protein as that had 18% of calories from animal protein, they had 400% higher rates of cancer, especially breast cancer, compared to eating less protein, around 5%. Now, the Americans are eating about 30% of animal products, which is about 20% of calories from animal protein. So the high protein group was about the protein, animal protein consumed by most Americans. That already pushes you into a very dangerous category. So we have to go lower. And if we see, you know, the Okinawans, the 7-day populations that go lower, live much longer, 10, 15 years, 20 years longer than most Americans. And then we can see that we know the relationship between IGF-1 and animal protein, and the link between IGF-1 and cancer now is no longer controversial. So what I'm saying to this person is that if they want to eat animal products regularly, that's okay, but the average American eats 25 to 30 servings a week, and in the lower protein group where they had less, you know, much less, 400% less breast cancer, they were eating 4 servings a week approximately, 4 to, so we're saying that the animal product consumption should be less than 10% of total calories, and we have to use it in smaller portions. If you have a little piece one day, it shouldn't be at one meal and maybe skip the next day, or use it as a condiment, as a flavoring. You can make dishes taste great without using large amounts of animal products. But this idea that animal protein is a favorable nutrient that promotes health and weight loss, or if the animals are wildly caught, or you're eating salamanders and frogs and rabbits in the woods or something, it's better, or snakes, that it's going to be better for you, is still missing the main point. The main point is animal products have to be a small part of your diet. The one, they don't contain phytochemicals and antioxidants or anti-cancer effects. They don't contain the anti-angiogenesis factors that prevent fat storage in the body. They encourage cell proliferation and growth and promote cancer. So we have to keep them to low levels. So I think that's one of the myths here that people have to recalibrate and rethink about. And one of the things about dieting that we're talking about here, or the end of dieting, that's so critical that people have to recognize, is that the popular diets, the Atkins diet, the Dukan diet, the Paleo diet, they're recommending not 20% of calories from animal protein. They have people eating 40, 50, 60, 70% of calories. They push animal products up very high, and that's predatory. In other words, that's causing a dramatic, and that's going to cause later life health effects with dramatic spiking of cancer rates. When then we're talking real people's lives here, human tragedies, human deaths. We're talking about increasing the risk of death. So we can't have, you know, so this caller has to recognize that just feeling good right now isn't the issue. The issue is the science is overwhelming that as you get older, you're going to have dramatically increased risk of cancer. That's going to be, that could be very serious to somebody. And we're talking here about increasing risk could be 5 to 10-fold increased risk is what the studies are showing with these high protein diets. And we have to warn people about those dangers.
Well, boy, this has been very enlightening. Leave us with a favorite recipe that, or you know, type of food in your book that we might even want to try today.
Well, you know, since I recommend, I want people to eat raw vegetables because they have the most protection against cancer. You know, raw, that means a salad. I want people to go from this. What do they do when they hang up? You know, they don't hear this. They put the show up. I want them to go make a salad every day. But so my recipe is to take a couple of peeled oranges. And whip them in the blender with some cashew nuts and sesame seeds, a little vinegar. I like, you know, spicy pecan vinegar or blood orange vinegar, any vinegar you like, and a splash of lemon in there, you know, and the cashews, and make a delicious salad dressing out of nuts and seeds. Then you mix the fruit, the nuts and seeds, a splash of vinegar, and use that on your salad. Or use tomato sauce, a low-salt tomato sauce with almonds and a little black vinegar like balsamic or fig vinegar, but you put a little raisin or currants in there or a little fig in there, a little sweet to counter the effect of the vinegar. In other words, you make your salad dressings from nuts and fruits and different types of flavorings. You don't just pour a commercial unhealthy dressing, you don't pour 300 calories of dressing, you know, unhealthy dressing on 50 calories of healthy vegetables. You have to make a healthy dressing. That's what's important here.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Dr. Joel Fuhrman. He is the author of The End of Dieting, How to Live for Life. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson on this last weekday of our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. Your support is an essential piece of the funding for this show and all of the programs that you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. You can become a WPR contributor right now with your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, we need 19 pledges in the next 6 minutes or so in order to stay on track this hour. Your pledge is what helps keep this program going strong. So make your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, I certainly hope you enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Fuhrman about science-based healthy eating habits and his advice on how we can not only lose weight but ward off chronic diseases. We are offering his book as our thank you gift for this hour for your pledge of $150 or $12.50 a month. We will send you, if you ask for it, The End of Dieting, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Public radio does a service. It's not just the regular state, local, and federal news. It encompasses your life. To make an informed decision, you have to have the two views. You can't have two views if someone's shouting at you that this is the way you should think. I like to be able to make up my own mind. For me, it has always been a friend.
Rather than waiting for a pledge, because if there's not a pledge time on the radio, it kind of falls to the back of your mind. But it just got to a point where I said, you know what, rather than sending in a big thing right away, why don't we just do it so much a month? It's just easier, and I don't worry about it. And at the end of the year, I get a statement from my credit card, and I know how much we donated. It was just easier to do it as a sustaining member. I'm Larry.
I'm Ellie.
And we're from Madison, Wisconsin.
And please join us as sustaining members of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you can do that by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Joy Cardine with John Munson asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio on this last weekday of this spring membership drive. Just 4 or 5 minutes to go, John.
Well, you know, we still need to get those 19 pledges, and it just takes a few minutes to make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, and you know what? You get a lot back. Please consider a donation of, well, let's say $100 a month.
That comes down to less than $4 a day, and it makes the talk, the news, the music, the entertainment that you count on from WPR possible. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. But remember, your donation of any amount is very much appreciated.
WPR exists because people contribute. People like Renee from Ladysmith. I love this comment. I've been meaning to donate for a while. I just always forget when I'm not in the car. We've heard that before.
Yep, yep.
People are listening. Oh, yeah, I need to contribute. And then when they get to the office or wherever they're going, they forget about it. Well, remember to do that now this morning when you get to the office. When we all give, our contributions add up to make this program possible. Your contribution really does make a difference.
And make that contribution right now because you're thinking of it. Maybe you haven't gotten to the car yet. This is your last opportunity during this spring pledge drive to support this program, especially if you're getting into the car to go to work. We are offering as our thank you gift this hour Dr. Furman's book, The End of Dieting, How to Live for Life. And we will gladly send you this book, which has all sorts of science-based nutritional information in it. And I can't stress this enough, just dozens and dozens of recipes that will help you in your healthy eating quest. So make that pledge of $12.50 a month or $150 to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, and it's all completely voluntary, Joy, and that's the key. You're in complete control of your donation. You decide how much to give, you decide when to give, and how you do it. The main thing is that you contact us right now. We need 17 more of us now. We just picked up two more pledges. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge of any amount. But hey, why not get that book for $150? The End of Dieting, $12.50 a month. Great idea. WPR.org. 888-202-2552.
Yeah, as you heard, Dr. Furman is saying, you know, forget these, you know, the paleo diet or the Mediterranean diet or the wheat belly diet. These diets really aren't good for us. And he is saying that you ought to be depending on a bunch of big green salads, at least one every day, that you should be getting a lot of your protein from beans and legumes. And he even said this trifecta of onions, beans, and greens. That was sort of, you know, that
really?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, and, well, I had two salads yesterday, so does that offset the Kringle I had in Pledge Central this morning or not? Probably.
No, you're not supposed to have those the sugar and carbs of that Kringle.
Well,
that's
there
okay.
I go again.
Help us at Wisconsin Public Radio pay the bills with your contribution and help yourself with this a copy of the book, The End of Dieting by Dr. Joel Furman. Yours for a pledge of $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is the Ideas Network.